In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, good people of God, and welcome to today's edition of Catholic Meditation. Today is Saturday, the 13th of July, 2019. For presentation, I am Father Blessed Ambang Njume. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who in the abasement of your Son have redeemed a fallen world, fill your faithful with holy joy, for on those you have rescued from slavery to sin, you bestow eternal gladness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. The first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verses 29 to 32, and chapter 50, verses 15 to 26. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 24 to 33. I read from the gospel. A disciple is not superior to his teacher, nor a slave to his master. It is enough for a disciple to grow to be like his teacher, and a slave like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them. Everything now covered up will be uncovered, and everything now hidden will be made clear. What I say to you in the dark, tell it in the daylight. What you hear in whispers, proclaim from the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Fear him rather, who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny? Yet, no one falls to the ground without your Father knowing. Why? Every hair on your head has been counted. So there is no need to be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. So if anyone declares himself for me in the presence of human beings, I will declare myself for him in the presence of my Father in heaven. But the one who disowns me in the presence of human beings, I will disown him in the presence of my Father in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Dearly beloved, today's gospel text is a continuation from yesterday's. Yesterday, we spoke about what it means being sheep among wolves. You must admit, it is not easy. Not only that, it is frightful as well. Imagine a sheep among wolves, or a chick among hawks, or a human being among lions. You live in constant fear every second. The fear of the unknown. The fear of losing your life because you have not the strength to withstand them, such predators, or the strength to match up to them. I try to imagine and picture such a scenario or atmosphere. It is either you live in constant hiding so as not to be seen, so as to spare your life, or you live in perpetual silence. For this reason, today Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of them. Do not be afraid of those wolves. Do not be afraid of those who seek to destroy you because of who or what you represent. The fear of those wolves can make the sheep go silent. The fear of those wolves can make the sheep go into hiding. In some cases, the fear of the wolves could also make the sheep try to associate with the wolves. But Jesus says, we should not fear. We should not fear them. Now, there is a difference between not being afraid and shying away and not doing what we ought to do. There is also a difference. Not being afraid does not mean we should kind of develop a hideous rashness which is uncalled for. Why? Jesus says we should not be afraid because he assures us that we are covered and protected. Now this is consoling. He is sending them as sheep among wolves, sending us as sheep among wolves, yet we should not be afraid because we are covered. We are protected. He will not leave us on our own. Every hair on our head has been counted. If God can protect the birds of the sky, what more of we human beings who are worth much more than billions of sparrows? We should not be afraid of the wolves because they can only torture and give torment to our bodies. Therefore, Jesus urges them to be bold in witnessing and standing for him openly. What tenacity! What audacity! For a sheep to raise its voice amongst and against wolves. Not only has it raised its voice, but it has done so against the wolves. As Christians and disciples of Jesus, we are caught up in a dilemma, as it were. We know the truth. We know we ought to speak and defend the truth. We know we have to stand up for it, but amidst wolves, we give in many times to fear. It is either we fear and go into hiding, we are never seen, our witnessing ends in church and personal, or we become mute. We pretend not to see the wrongs that are happening, or perhaps we raise our voices but in support of the wolves, making ourselves one with them because we have been corrupted. We become other wolves ourselves. Sometimes those sheep, when we take on support of the wolves, we put on a nature even more ferocious than the wolves themselves. Two things account for this. Why we go silent. Firstly, the fear of losing our lives. Many fear to lose their lives, and so they hide or stay silent, and that has destroyed witnessing in our modern times. The second is the desire to associate with the wolves so as to grab something for ourselves, personal interest. That has also killed witnessing. These two have accounted for poor witnessing or even lack of witnessing on our part. Jesus therefore assures us, there is nothing to fear. Do not fear the wolves and do not fear your life. He, as one man, is more powerful than all evil men and systems put together. Therefore, he would keep us and protect us. How? Only if we do it his way. Beloved, if we do it the way Jesus tells us to do it, to be cunning as snakes, innocent as doves, and to be sheep among wolves, we would have nothing to fear. Why we fear is because we want to be lions among wolves, and just how limited we find ourselves. And I tell you what, we cannot defeat the devil in his own dance. He's a master of his dance. If the devil's style is violence, and you think you can match him up to his violence, we won't succeed. And that is why many times we fear and we fail. But if we do it the way Jesus tells us to do it, to counter every violence with humility, love, and peace, I tell you, we would have nothing to fear. So Jesus says, do not fear. Do it his way. Secondly, even if he permits that we suffer persecution and death on account of the gospel, shouldn't we count ourselves lucky and fortunate? Blessed are those persecuted for the sake of the kingdom. Theirs is that very kingdom. Matthew chapter 5 verse 10. We should not fear, because dying for Christ and his kingdom is a worthwhile venture. Do you know of anyone who suffered for Christ and went unrewarded? We would all die someday anyways. Something must and will kill us. As for me, I would rather die as a result of speaking for Christ. I am certain of my heavenly reward. At least, that is a worthwhile venture. So Jesus concludes, if there is anyone to fear, fear he who can destroy the soul. See how people fear fellow human beings. See how people fear death. People fear sickness. Oh, just how God wished we had just half as much fear for him. If we feared God, I tell you, our witnessing would be bold. Beloved, do not fear human beings. You are covered. God protects you. Do it his way and nothing will happen to you. And if he chooses and permits that anything happen to you, then be sure heaven is your reward. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a very blessed weekend.